Welcome to Friday's edition of Frankly Speaking Radio, heard around the world on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Well, here we are, my friends. Friday, September 2nd, 2005. And I can't tell you all of the things in 4 hours that I wish I could. I can't get into... I'm back, and the amount of things that are going on all over the country, but not just in the Louisiana, New Orleans area, but in other places as well. It's almost got me speechless. I mean, certainly New Orleans is the biggest thing. Stories continue to come out of that area that have just brought me to tears many times already today. Now, granted, I have been up for 4 hours already, but it is just. It is amazing how much things are changing as we speak. So we'll do our best to keep everybody in the loop here and bring you some of the news that I've found. Normally on Fridays we do the open lines, and happy to do it today as well. But I do want you to participate on you know, some of this stuff, okay? Because let me tell you something. The entire... face of the Patriot community and alternative news in general changed after September 11th. September 11th was my bucket of ice water dumped on my head. Things are changing like you wouldn't believe, some for the better and some for the worse. I don't know how you can even compare the two and say, you know, which one is sort of winning this fight. But things are changing. People are waking up that probably would have been deemed lost causes at one point. We're getting more truth from the media in the last week than we've had in the last 4 years. I think that's a safe bet to say. I think that we can validate that. I think we can prove that is the case. But be aware, folks, that there are people out there still. The people listening to my voice are probably not those in situations like are being experienced currently in New Orleans. I can only pray for those people. I wish we could talk. I wish we could talk to them and get firsthand accounts, of which I do have some today. But odds are that they have a different focus. There is so much going on that it is mind-boggling. I want you to be here with us today. We've got 4 hours to try to scratch the surface of a very, very, very deep well of news. And it's amazing. It is truly astounding to see these things develop, things we've talked about for so long. But as I said, be aware that there are people out there who don't get this, okay? There are people that maybe you've always thought, hey, this person has a handle on this, or this person's right on about these things. If ever there was a time to start thinking for yourselves, it's now. There aren't any leaders in the Patriot community. There aren't any leaders in the freedom movement. There shouldn't be, though. But the point is that those who would be out there and who should be out there just simply to give you all the truth for free, or charging for it, exploitation is going to abound. Now, obviously, with Bush Sr. and Bill Clinton just beating the drum trying to get Americans to open their wallets, what they need to understand, and I think that this will be made very apparent soon, is that there isn't any to spare. What has made America great is not the depths of our wallet, but the depths of our heart, the depths of our soul, and the fact that people all over this country are willing to pitch in and do things, because that's what they can afford. They can afford to do things, not to pay to have someone else do it. And I guarantee you these relief agencies probably in the next few days will prefer help to money anyway. Stay with us. Back. Friday, September 2nd, 2005, about 8 minutes after 6 a.m. here in the Central Time Zone. Welcome back. Again, the phone number, 1-800-313-9443. Like I said, we're more than welcome to talk about these things. I'll give you a little update before we go to the phones in case there's some things you haven't heard of yet. Before we do that, again, the website, franklyspeakingradio.com. Folks, now is a good time to remind you about the health options available to you and why you should have them. You should have Colonel Joe's book. You should have some Super Silver. You should have a Berkey. And you should have an energy cleaner. And you can win one for free. Just send us an email to energycleanergiveaway@yahoo.com. We're doing another giveaway a week from today. So next Friday, courtesy of the generosity of Lee Kroc, we'll be doing that. Now, these are items that I consider a necessity. But at this point, what we've seen is an absolute collapse of society. Now, was this done intentionally? I believe to a point, yes, it was. A couple of things. FEMA has gotten accolades for its response to September 11th. September 11th, they were there beforehand. September 11th, they knew what to expect because it was pre-planned. That's why FEMA succeeded. It would be sort of like, let's say that, I don't know, let's say that you're going to apply to write for a newspaper, and you submit articles that you've written, and they love your articles, but you didn't write them. So when it comes time for you to write your first article, everyone's just like, what the hell is this? Complete and total disappointment. That's sort of what's going on with FEMA, okay? FEMA has responded to things in the past, but it's never been under such scrutiny as it has been recently. Now, a lot of people have said, hey, I've had good responses from FEMA. FEMA's taking good care of me. Hey, you know what? That's great. I love that. They should be doing better, though. Everyone can do better. I mean, can any of us go ahead and look back at how we've spent our day and say, I'm 100% completely satisfied with every single thing I did today? No. So when we're complaining about this, make no mistake, that's not to say that there aren't good people. It's not to say that good things aren't being done. Of course they are. But the way things stand now, they pale in comparison to what isn't being done. So, yeah, if there's any good, any silver lining to this cloud, it's a small one, but it is there. I have seen the mainstream media pick up the ball and run with it like I've never seen. Far, far, far beyond anything else. September 11th was an important day. But September 11th was hijacked by false patriotism. People wanted to help. They weren't allowed to help. People wanted to give blood. They said, hey, you know what? Don't give blood, give money. People wanted to give blankets. They said, no, give money. People wanted to go down there and dig through the rubble and pull corpses out of the debris. And they said, nah, just send us some money. I helped raise money here in town for the Red Cross. I watched children toddle up to this table with jars full of pennies and donate these pennies. I watched that money get hijacked. And I was infuriated then. I'm still infuriated by this. We told you yesterday about the stories down there at the Astrodome. People bringing food, people purchasing supplies, church groups, all sorts of organizations donating things. They weren't taking them. They wouldn't even let them be given away. It's astounding. It truly, truly is. So the media is on top of this because they're not being hijacked by patriotism. This was not done to us by another nation. You can make a case for WeatherMod, but it's irrelevant at this point. But the point is that this was, people would say, oh, it's Mother Nature, it's God's wrath, whatever. The point is that we don't have anyone to blow up. We don't have anyone to invade. We don't have anyone to kill for this. We don't have any way that this can be spun into another war. And it's driving the powers that be crazy. I have seen people on CNN and on Fox and Headline News and MSNBC rip politicians to shreds on both sides of the aisle. And rightly so. These are things that should have been being done every single day. Politicians have gotten fat off the land for far too long. They sit there and they talk and they talk and they talk. They posture and they pose. They do all sorts of little shenanigans. And guess what? Nothing gets done. But this is part of the problem. People are being allowed to die in New Orleans. Things have been held up. because of a lack of efficiency, because of a lack of an ability, but also on purpose. Why? We talked about this yesterday. If you haven't been paying attention to this, then let me tell you something, you're missing out. I don't put 4 hours a day into this. This is pre-show. I'm up at 2 a.m. So 4 hours have already been put into researching and various other things by the time the show hits the airwaves. So you get a jump on it by listening to this program. And it's not conceit. It's just saying that this is more important than September 11th. I know, it's horrifying, isn't it? But we're looking at 50,000 people dead. And that number grows every day. Not because they haven't been rescued, but because they've been pulled from the water. They've been pulled from their houses. They've been pulled from buildings. And they don't know what to do with them. People are dying not from exposure, not from drowning anymore, not from snake bites or anything like that. They're dying now from neglect. Why? Yesterday when we talked about the Astrodome, we talked about the people who got themselves there weren't allowed in. The people who went to the Superdome prior to the hurricane, they were searched, they were patted down, they were screened, quote-unquote. And then they walked voluntarily into a prison. A prison whose conditions get worse as days go by. People are dying there. People are dying everywhere. So what happens now? Well, they voluntarily remain at their prison. Stories of people trying to escape the Superdome. Escape the shelter. And it's not the police. And it's not the military. They're not keeping them there. They're saying, where are you going to go? So yes, they're told to stay there. They want them to stay there. Perhaps for their own good. I don't know. Is it for their own good? No. It's a bad, bad situation. And it's getting worse. So the people who took themselves and they got out of New Orleans, and they went to Houston, and they went to the Superdome, and they were turned away because they didn't rely completely on the federal government. This is the problem with society. This is the problem with where we are today. Because we aren't self-reliant. How many of you out there even, the most intelligent listening audience on the face of the planet, I will go to bat for you guys to ensure that you hold that title. Because you don't let people swindle you. At least I hope you don't. So, what happens now? People are going to point fingers in the aftermath of this whenever it ends, if it ends. And what happens then? More money gets thrown at the problem. More social engineering. We have a displaced population, a society, okay? They don't have any place to go. So, housing prices, real estate's going crazy in the areas around New Orleans. People are saying, you know what, I'm just going to be gone. I'm going to be out of my city, out of my home for a long time, maybe forever. I need to find a new place to live, a new apartment, a new job. We can't handle the illegal immigration issue anymore. It's not even an option. It's not even something you can look the other way on. Because we have our own migrant population who don't have jobs, who don't have the benefits of the illegals, who don't have the options. How do we contend with this? You can see how all these things tie together. There is no additional military. They keep saying we have plenty of troops. No, we don't. Folks, anywhere between 30 to over 100 police officers have quit in New Orleans. They just turned their badges in. They resigned. They said, I have nothing. I don't have a home. I don't have anything. I have a job to a city government that doesn't exist anymore. Why should I stay here and get shot at by looters, by criminals, by even just people who are desperate? Why should I be in this situation anymore when I don't have anything else? I don't have anything. They're quitting in record numbers. National Guardsmen have been called in from Arkansas and told shoot to kill. Gloves are off, folks. Prison populations have been evacuated and put into the Astrodome and the Superdome, mingling with everybody else. Groups of people are being held hostage. Raping is going on of children. It's nothing that this country could have anticipated. But you know what? As we see this lack of troops, what's going to happen? Bush came on the record a couple days ago and said, this situation in Louisiana and these gas prices and this financial and economic crunch that we're seeing is the reason why we have to stay in Iraq to protect the oil supply. They're not bringing troops back, folks. So what happens then? Draft? Another war for an additional supply of oil? Unfortunately, it's time for a break. Stay with us. We'll be right back.